For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au. We're looking at Christians are no longer sinners. Praise God. So let's open in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord, and we commit this time to you. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you, Lord, for the good news that's in the word of God. And help each of us, Lord, to understand what the scripture is saying to us. Lord, we thank you that you are with us and the Holy Ghost helps us to understand the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Christians are no longer sinners. That is good news. That's good news for us. Praise God. So we're looking at a topic that is a source of joy for us, that we are no longer sinners. Don't see yourself as a sinner anymore. Praise God. You're a born-again person. A sinner is a servant of sin. A sinner is a servant of sin. And a Christian is a servant of righteousness and a child of God. A servant of righteousness and a child of God. Praise God. So we'll start with Romans chapter 6. If you open up to Romans chapter 6. And in Romans chapter 6, in the King James Bible, it's very clear that we are no longer sinners. Praise God. It makes it very clear that we are changed people. We're changed. So let's look and see what Romans chapter 6 says. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? So you think about the old nature, the sin nature that we had before we received Jesus Christ as our Saviour. That old sin nature, the Bible tells us, was dead in trespasses and sins. And when we receive Jesus Christ as our Saviour, that old nature is crucified with him. The old nature crucified with him. And we are baptized into the body of Christ. So baptized into his death, that means the old man is crucified with him. And we're baptized into Jesus Christ, baptized into his body, and changed, raised up like Jesus was changed. So we also were changed. So verse 4, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. So newness of life, that means there's a new life, a new life. And you come into that new life with a new spirit, a new inner man, a new spirit man, not just an old one that's been fixed up, but one that's completely new, a completely new spirit, completely new. And that's how we walk in newness of life. We have newness of life as Christians. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. So the old man, the old nature crucified with Christ, and then the new man created by God. So as the Bible says here, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him. That's your old nature. The old sin nature called the old man. The old man. that the body of sin might be destroyed. So that's you as a sinner is in the past. So you're a new creature and God sees you as a new creature and doesn't hold what you did against you continually in your life and bring it back to your remembrance, because he sees you as a new creature, a changed person, changed. And the scripture says that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. So henceforth we should not serve sin. We're no longer the servants of sin. It does not have dominion over us the way it did before we were born again. For he that is dead is freed from sin. So the old man which died is, we are now freed from sin because we're changed people and raised up with him. He that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, given a new nature, one that has eternal life by God. So we've got this new nature that is eternal, eternal life. It's got the life of God in it, our new nature. It's made after the likeness of God, so sinless. Your spirit man is not a sinner spirit man anymore. It's a holy and righteous inner man. Holy and righteous inner man. Praise God. Now in this life we have our souls and our physical bodies and our inner man. So think of that. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. Our souls, which are eternal, now they have not been born again. Our soul is our mind, will and emotions, and it's subject to all the voice, the things that are in the world, that continual input of the world. So that's why the scripture says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. The soul needs to be renewed by the word. It needs to be renewed and changed by the word of God. But your spirit man is holy and righteous and new. Holy and righteous and new. Your physical body, now your physical body is impacted by the state of your soul, your inner man and your what's happening inside of you, your inner man, your spirit and your soul. What's happening inside of you impacts upon your physical body. Because the Bible says, for instance, in Proverbs 4, that the word of God is life to us and health to all our flesh. So the more that you put the word of God into you and it becomes engrafted into you, it has a positive effect upon your physical body. So your physical body is impacted by what's going on the inside of you in your inner man. So your spirit man, which is new, it needs to be fed with the word of God. That's what its food is. And that food that you feed it with, the word of God, has a positive effect upon your physical body and your soul. Praise God. So you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. And the body, at the point of death, the spirit and the soul depart out of the body, and the body is buried, you know, like the body is dealt with here on this earth. But in the future, you will get your body back again as a resurrected body. Praise God. So you're not going to cease to exist. You are an eternal person. You are eternal. Praise God. And when you are a Christian, you have eternal life with God. So you will forever be with him. Praise God. And think about that. Now, God does not have sin in his presence, does he? He's made you a new person. He's made you a new creature. Sinless, praise God. Righteous and holy on the inside. So, we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. So he's paid the price, the once only sacrifice on the cross for us, so that for all of eternity his blood has the resurrection power. Praise God. To whoever believes on Christ, the blood has the power to change that person. Praise God. And while this earth remaineth, that's the opportunity to receive Christ as Saviour. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, so dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So it's not just a state of mind, it's actually what has happened to you. You are dead indeed unto sin. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lusts thereof. So he's talking about the flesh, doing things in the flesh. We have to train ourselves that we are spirit-led, not flesh-led. If we are born again, spirits should be the leading factor in our life, not flesh-led. So not trying to do things in our own power, not led by the lusts of the flesh. So neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. So you present your body a living sacrifice to God, your members, so your body, everything that you have and that you are, as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. So sin shall not have dominion over you. You are no longer a sinner. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. So you make that choice. You are not obligated to sin. You have been made free from sin. We're tempted to sin. The temptation is all around us, but the choice is ours. Will we succumb to the temptation to sin or not? We can live a holy and pure life, as the scripture commands us to do. Be ye holy, for I am holy. We're able to do that because we are changed creatures. We're changed creatures. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. So we've made that choice to receive Christ as Saviour, and we are righteous people now. So we have to walk in obedience to God unto righteousness. So we walk our lives living in obedience to God, and that's right in the sight of God. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. So he's talking here in the past tense. Ye were the servants of sin. You're no longer. No longer. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. To see yourself as a servant of righteousness who is free from sin. Praise God. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. So he's telling us, he's telling the church, don't be flesh-led. Don't be flesh-led. Don't succumb to temptation, but be holy. Be obedient to God, because it's within your capability to do that. So yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. So he's saying you were the servants of sin. When you're a sinner, you are free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. Praise God, we've been redeemed. Redeemed from the curse. and given eternal life, redeemed, praise God. And the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us free from the law of sin and death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise God. So you have eternal life. You've been made free from sin. You are a servant of God, a servant of righteousness, a righteous person. Praise God. So have a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And we'll just look at what the scripture talks about. Newness. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, and the scripture says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So he's talking about here a new creature. A new creature. What does he mean there? You've got a new spirit man. You are a new creature. Old things, the old man that we just read about, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Praise God. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. And look at verse 21. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Jesus Christ became sin for us, and he was sinless, but he took the sin of mankind upon himself on the cross. He took the curse upon himself so that we could, through faith in Christ, believing on him, have his righteousness given to us. Praise God. And our sins washed away. Our spirit man knew. Made new. Praise God. That's a wonderful, miraculous work of salvation. So that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, in Christ. The power of Christ's blood makes us righteous people. Praise God. The power of Christ's blood makes us righteous people. Who are no longer sinners, praise God. No longer sinners as children of God. We are completely made new. Have a look at John chapter 3. The Gospel of John chapter 3. And read from verse 3 to verse 7. John 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? How can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. So he's talking about two births for a human being. To be in the kingdom of God, to enter into the kingdom of God, a person needs two births. First, the physical birth, where we're born of a mother and come into the world. That's being born of water, as he says here. And he talks about and of the Spirit. He's talking about the second birth, the new birth, being born again. That's the new birth of the human spirit. The new birth of the human spirit. A new birth. A new birth. That's being made a new creature. So people, to be born again, need to believe on Jesus Christ, receive him as Lord and Saviour, and then the Holy Ghost gives them a new spirit man when that happens. That is the new birth, the new birth. Being given a new spirit man, created in Christ Jesus. Created in Christ Jesus. It's a new spirit, a new spirit. So no longer a sinner, but a new birth, a new birth. Where the Lord dwells in the Christian's heart by faith, praise God. He himself resides in the heart of the born-again Christian. Praise God. So born of the Spirit, that's what he's talking about there. Being born again, being changed, being given a new spirit through faith in Jesus Christ. Praise God. That's called the new birth. The new birth. Have a look at 1 John chapter 3 and verse 9. Which says, "Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God." So what he's talking about here is our new spirit man. And what he's saying to us is that it is not a sinner's heart anymore. It is not a sin nature anymore. It is one that is born of God, and the seed of God remaineth in him. The seed of God remaineth in him. He doth not commit sin in his spirit man, because his spirit man is made new, born of God. Born of God. Praise God. The spirit man is made new. So he's talking about your new spirit man. It is a sinless one. It's a holy one. Now, when Christians sin, it's out of a deliberate choice to succumb to temptation, to do a sinful thing. It doesn't mean that you're, boom, automatically a sinner. It means that the Christian has committed a sinful act. And the way God has told us to do with that is that that needs to be confessed to God, repented of, and then left in the past, washed under the blood of Jesus, so that the Christian can continue on in their walk with God without keeping hold of this condemnation that sin is always going to be a stumbling block and a barrier, because the power of the blood of Christ deals with that. So the Lord, he wants the Christian to choose to be obedient to God, which our new spirit man enables us to do, to live a holy life and resist sin, resist temptation. We live in the world, so the temptation is all around us all the time. The pressure is all around us continually, because it's a sinful, fallen world with the enemy at loose. So we're warring a warfare. But he wants us to make the choice to be obedient to God and not to do sinful things, not to commit sinful acts, because we can do so. We're no longer sinners. Praise God. We can be obedient to God. We can choose the right thing. We can choose obedience to God. He lives in our hearts and helps us. Praise God. He shows us the right thing to do, shows us the right way. So that is good news for us, that God has recreated the spirit of the born again person. Have a look at 2 Corinthians 3 verse 17. Now, 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, "Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And do you know that He dwells in your heart?" That's where He dwells, in your heart, and has brought liberty. Praise God, has brought liberty. You are no longer a servant of sin. Praise God. Liberty is where the Spirit of the Lord is, and He dwells in your heart. Praise God. Have a look at Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1. And the scripture says, in Galatians 5 verse 1, "Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." So He has brought liberty to the Christian. Praise God. The Christian can walk in liberty, and God commands us to do so. He commands us to stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So he's talking about that, the yoke of bondage. And sinful acts are a yoke of bondage. Disobedience to God brings a yoke of bondage. So be not entangled again with that. The Lord is in us, He is with us. And He shows us the right way to go. And you are born again. You are no longer the servant of sin and don't have to obey. You don't have to obey the law of sin and death and the devil and his promptings. You don't have to. You've been made free. Praise God. Been made free. So we as Christians, we can obey this, because we have been changed by God. Have a look at Romans chapter 8 and verse 2. Romans chapter 8 verse 2, the scripture says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death." So there's a new law now in your life as a born-again Christian. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And it has made you free from the law of sin and death. Praise God. Sin and death shall no longer have dominion over you. Praise God. Your spirit man has been raised from death to life, as Jesus was. Praise God. And that's good news. Something to be thankful for, that you will be with the Lord forever. Praise God. You stay with the Lord forever. Stay with Him. Praise God. And don't let anything pull you away from the Lord. Praise God. So you stay with Him and walk in that newness of life. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Praise God. Praise God. And if you go a bit further in this chapter, let's read verses 9 to verse 11. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any of you have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. So the Spirit of God dwells in you. Praise God. The Spirit of God dwells in you. And he is quickening your mortal body. Your physical body, your mortal body is being quickened by the Spirit, made alive. That word quicken means make alive. It's being quickened by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. He dwells in you, in your spirit, in your inner man. So he will not have sin in his presence. He dwells in you. You are his temple, holy and righteous. Praise God. The Spirit dwelleth in you, and he does not dwell in a vessel of sin. Praise God. And we'll finish with Colossians 1, verses 12 and 13. Colossians 1, verses 12 and 13. Which says, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Praise God. You are translated out. You have been translated out of the power of darkness as a Christian. Translated into the kingdom of his dear Son. Praise God. The kingdom of God. It dwelleth in you. The kingdom of God dwells in you. And the power of darkness has no more dominion over you. You've been delivered. Praise God. You've been translated into the kingdom of his dear Son as a holy and righteous person. Praise God. So let's give thanks to the Lord for this good news. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We praise you and thank you, Lord, that you have changed us as Christians. We are children of God. We thank you, Lord, that we have a spirit of righteousness. We thank you, Lord, that the Spirit dwells in us. We thank you, Lord, that we are new creatures. We thank you, Lord, that we've been translated into the kingdom of your dear Son and out of the power of darkness. We praise you and thank you, Lord, that we can walk in newness of life. We thank you, Lord, for the wonderful blessing and gift of salvation. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen.